Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. A lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever you got going on, we got something that will help you there. Having a great visit with our good friend Karen Cortell Reisman, the naked truth about giving great speeches, and the naked truth about selling two of the books, that at least that I know of, Karen. You got any more?
I have a thriving blog. You can just go to speakforyourself.com and get and subscribe to my blog. I do a quarterly newsletter that's short and pithy that people can sign up for. Again, speakforyourself.com will get you there. And the rest of it, just give me a call.
All right, so check it out, speakforyourself.com. Karen, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about making sure customers know how important they are to you, and doing and one of the ways you do that and to get them to come back is to make sure that they see the value in you. And you've got
but we have to
communicate that to them. We have to help them with that. It's not their job to wake up thinking about us in the morning, is it?
No, it's our job to make them think about us in the morning. But the session that we're having right now is all about how to speak for yourself to make more money, and we've talked about how you have to communicate your benefit to the customer and tie it into metrics, tie it into money. You either have to make them money, save them money, or make their life easier. But in this segment, I want to talk about how you have to know how to speak for yourself. In other words, communicate your value. And I want to share three different ways that you can do that. And I understand that this might sound like an oxymoron. Here on the first breath, I say you have to communicate how to speak for yourself. But here's how. Sometimes it's all about not talking.
Hmm.
It's about listening more. It's about less is more. And it's about learning about your customer. In other words, to know more about your customer, let's say they walk into your door, you doing all the talking will not be of value to your customer or your prospect. What we have to do in order to share with them how we make them money, save them money, and make their life easier is that we have to shut up and we have to listen.
Mm-hmm.
We have to listen more, and then when we talk, we need to make sure that we share our message. We talked the prior segment about taglines. It's not all about a fancy little tagline, but what I like about a tagline, or what Twitter is forcing us to do, it's shortening our thought process. How can you make it compelling and make it shorter?
Right.
And I have a couple of ideas on how to do that.
All right.
Go ahead. First of all, think in threes. Think in threes. Think, what are the three main advantages of our business versus the one down the street? What are the three main ideas, or the three main points, or the three main categories? In fact, in this segment, I've given you three topics. So I'm using the power of three in this segment right now. That's all we can handle.
Can I throw out another thing where three is real handy?
Mm-hmm.
You said a minute ago, listen. If you become a better listener, when the person in front of you is talking, a customer, a prospect in your store, whatever, is talking, and you have already made a commitment that when they stop talking, you're going to wait 3 seconds before you talk.
I love that.
It does two things. Number one, since you're not going to talk for 3 seconds, that gives you plenty of time to decide what you're going to say. And therefore, you can be listening instead of trying to think about what you're going to say. And number one. Number two, if they're not through, you'll find out in 3 seconds, because that way you won't, if you wait 3 seconds, you won't interrupt them.
I just waited 3 seconds.
There you go. It's three
it's
seconds.
Not easy.
3 seconds is hard, but especially hard on the radio. But no. See, and you know what? Just do 2 seconds if you want. But the point is, and I'm not great at this. I've been practicing this a long time. But wait 3 seconds is a big deal. And I'll tell you something else about your idea about listening, Karen. Why it's important more now than ever before. There was a time when people came in your store, you knew more about your products than they did. And so you could kind of presume to start at the beginning. Today, people walk in your store, they may know more about your product than you do. You better find out where they are or you will insult them.
I also will add to that that our store has changed. For many of us, the store is when they come to your website. And they've come to your store. That's the marketing. You've done a great job. Now they have reached out to you through filling out a form and sending it to you online or picking up the phone and calling you or sending you an email.
Right.
Now you're in the selling.
Right.
So it's, the store has changed, but you're absolutely right. And so when it goes to the rule of three, what I gave us in this segment is three L's. First L, less is more. Second L, listen more. Third L, learn about customer.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are just ways, because what we have on our heads are brains. And by the way, thank you for telling me that, or giving me that compliment about my cousin Albert Einstein.
Yeah.
I have to say the only thing I share in common with him is our hair.
You can find out more about Karen at her website. Give it to us quickly, Karen.
Oh, sure. Speakforyourself.com.
Thank you for being here, Karen. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.